Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast for December 23, 2025, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. This week we'll be talking about our conversation with Newton Mayor-elect Mark Laredo. Let's get started. Talking with Mayor-elect Mark Laredo, by Alan Spatrick. When Mark Laredo steps into the mayor's office January 1st, he will do so with an unusual distinction, having served both as chair of the school committee and as president of the city council. Laredo believes this background will be an asset in his new role. Especially with a brand new school committee with just two returning members, the fact that I've been on the committee is going to be enormously helpful, he said. For newcomers to government, Laredo noted, everybody's new, but he emphasized that he has worked with most people in city government. While his experience will help, he acknowledged that his new position changes those relationships, schools and enrollment. Regarding potential school closures, Laredo said he would be extraordinarily hesitant to close any schools. His perspective is shaped by his experience as a Newton school parent. I'm a big believer in the community school model and that it's crucial for building community, he explained. Laredo pointed out that Newton's enrollment has fluctuated over the years, and he predicts that recently approved developments at Northland and Riverside will increase student numbers. Looking ahead, he expects universal pre-K to arrive within the next 10 to 15 years, adding another grade level and boosting enrollment by 7-8%. New police headquarters? Asked about the police station's cramped conditions, Laredo said, I actually think those things are extremely important and something we're going to pay attention to for every city employee. He elaborated, one of the first questions I ask of city employees is, do you have the tools to do your job? Do you have a computer that works properly? Do you have a comfortable chair to sit in every day? Do you have a desk and a computer set up that is comfortable for your back, your arms, your hands? Is your office well ventilated? Do you have adequate light? Is heating and cooling appropriate? I actually think those things are extremely important and something we're going to pay attention to for every city employee. Yes, it costs more money, but if I am an employee who can sit comfortably at a chair with a computer that does what that person needs, that person is going to be inherently more productive and happier. Laredo called a new police headquarters probably the number one municipal need and the number one municipal project, adding, we need a really good station, a new station, or a completely rehabilitated structure. Housing and development. On housing projects, Laredo stressed the importance of moving forward. I have now voted in favor of Northland twice and Riverside four times. I really don't want to be at Riverside 5 or Northland 3, and I mean sincerely, at some point nothing is perfect, but you can't have a hole in the ground for 5, 10, or 15 years. It is very unhealthy for the city. Economic development. Laredo expressed enthusiasm for business growth, highlighting his designation of Lauren Berman as Director of Economic Development. He said, Lauren is the owner of All Over Newton. She probably has worked with 100-plus local businesses. She knows everybody in the city, and they know her. She is an outward-facing small business supporter who is going to make sure the city is really delivering. Laredo also wants to attract new and larger companies. He described a marketing push. I want to go to that business that might be located in Watertown, Waltham, or some other community. Maybe they need to grow. I want them to come to Newton. I want to go elsewhere in the country. Maybe you have an operation in New Jersey and you are looking to set up your first restaurant in the Northeast. Why not in Newton? Even internationally, there are companies in Europe, Asia, South America that want a United States presence. Newton is a great location for a company that might want to have 5, 10, 15, 20 employees in the States, have a presence, be near a major city, be in a community that can support them. He also pledged to streamline permitting and inspections. It is clear to me that we take too long to get building permits done, to get health inspections done. You've got to protect the public, but there is no excuse for someone waiting 2 months to get their permits. It will not be okay with me if I hear that a business is waiting 2 months on us, because we are going to find out why that is happening, what systemically is interfering with that, and we are going to fix it. Same thing if there is a zoning ordinance that does not make sense, that's causing people to jump through hoops that are not protecting the public, we will fix it. Laredo concluded, we have a lot of work ahead of us, but economic development is going to be one of the linchpins of my administration because it is vital to the economic well-being of the city. It is also vital to community building. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com. Have a great day.